glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I will introduce our message today by reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and was sitting by the sea, and great multitudes gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole multitude was standing on the beach. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell by the road, and the birds came and devoured them. And others fell upon rocky places where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on the good soil, and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. We will be discussing the meaning of this parable in just a few moments. But for now, enjoy the singing group that shares a song and stay tuned then. And when we return, be ready to answer, How open is my heart to the Word of God?
Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of
Jesus used parables or short stories to relate spiritual lessons to the people. He did so partly because it was God's will during this time for the mystery of the gospel to be revealed in stages. Not everyone was ready to have the full explanation of all the spiritual truths that Jesus had come to bring. And so God chose to have Jesus teach the multitudes in parables. But the disciples had been chosen to hear and understand the spiritual truths that are contained in these parables. And so Jesus goes on to tell those chosen disciples the meaning behind his story. Let's read now what Jesus said to them and hear the explanation of the parable of the sower. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom the seed was sown by the road. And the one on whom seeds was sown in the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worries and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word out, and it becomes unfruitful. And the one on whom seed was sown on the good ground, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bear fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. The different types of soil represent the various conditions of human hearts that are exposed to the Word of God and the gospel of Christ. We can conclude immediately that not every person who hears the gospel is going to receive it like everyone else. All human hearts are not in the same condition. Something we should observe is that the seed is always the same. The seed is the word of the kingdom. There is no different message for different conditions of the heart. The gospel is kind of like the certified seed that farmers purchase to plant. It is all the same. The importance of the parable is to reveal the dangers that are present, even today, that will prevent the word of God from having its intended result on our hearts. The preaching and the teaching of the gospel of Christ and the word of God has purpose in touching and changing hearts. And by changing hearts, it changes life. That is why Jesus taught Nicodemus, an honest, truth-seeking Pharisee who came asking Jesus questions about his teachings. Jesus taught him about being born again. The new birth happens when the seed of the kingdom, which is the word of God, is sown into the human heart that is open to the truth. The Apostle Paul declares that the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. In that same letter in Romans to the Christians living there, this apostle speaks of the change that had taken place in them because of the word. In Romans 6:17 and 18 it reads, "Thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." We find a statement about the Word of God in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, that reveals the life-changing power of God's Word. "For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." This seed of the sower is planted into human hearts for the purpose of changing the heart, and it has the power to do so. But there are real dangers that can and will keep the word from its intended good purpose. First, there are hearts that give no avenue for the word to enter and make a difference. The heart of a person that has never had any spiritual cultivation find the teachings of God hard to understand. There is no need, no response, no openness to the blessings of the word. Another danger is the heart that easily commits, but will not grow and develop that commitment. Any kind of trial or hardship resulting from having the truth gives rise to desertion. If it is going to cost this or that, the word does not have a lasting place in this heart. And the third danger that Jesus shares in his parable is the lure of the world. Too much attention to carnal things, too much time given to the pursuit of the earthly life and all its pleasures, just simply crowds out the spiritual effect the Word of God would have on one's life. But let's not forget that some of the seed did fall upon good soil. The seed grew and it developed and it produced fine crops. The heart of man can be open, receptive, and ready to receive the word. And that word can live within the human heart, resulting in the reproduction of itself. And so as I close, I simply want to ask you, how open is your heart to the word of God? What effect does the word have upon you? Please consider seriously the results. We thank you for your time and your attention. today on Moments of Inspiration.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. But you gotta have faith. Faith, hope, and charity, that's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. But you gotta have faith. Faith, hope, and charity, that's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Have faith, hope, and charity, that's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. But you gotta have faith, faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.